Just after Peter Corey, Carrick Fergus, we're talking to Davey Hillings from Taylor's Avenue Community Regeneration Partnership. They've been busy about the town past couple of days down in Sainsbury's yesterday. And, you can hear all about the project, and you can also complete the Survey Monkey survey as well. It's linked up on our Facebook. And Peter Corey, Carrick Fergus, very appropriate because we have a past mayor in office, an MLA, a mover and shaker in Carrick Fergus, and David Hillings is closely involved with the Taylor's Avenue Community Regeneration Partnership. This is a new one to me. It's only been on the go for a year then.
It is indeed, Justin, and it's great to be introduced with a lovely version from Peter Corey there of the old song Carrick Fergus. Yes, Taylor's Avenue Community Regeneration Partnership's been up and running about a year or so, mostly involved in programmes they did, but this is our first chance to actually obtain some capital funding for a project that we feel is much needed within the town and wider area.
So Taylor's Avenue is what people would really call old Carrick Fergus, because it's where the mill workers' houses were, isn't that really the area we're talking about?
Yes, basically it's just over the railway line, as the locals would say, and it's enveloped by the North Road, Prince Andrew Way, Taylor's Avenue, the Barn area, and of course McKean's Avenue, Scotch Quarter, so it does fit nicely and snugly within the town centre.
But it's an area that people are very familiar with because lots of things are down there, like the health centre.
It is indeed. It's a widely used area at certain times of the day and indeed certain times of the evening, and a lot of users come into the area to take different services. But then they vacate the area and the area is left, and sometimes it becomes a subject of vandalism and antisocial behaviour.
So the feeling is that it's one of the most socially deprived areas in Carrick Fergus. So what are you trying to do? Do you regenerate it then? You want a new community hub to completely transform the derelict space then?
That's correct, Justin. And during our work over the last year, we got in tow with a funding fund called Space and Place, which actually does what it says on the tin, and will change the area and transform it into a usable space and take away some dereliction. We're down to the last six of a programme which probably started off with maybe 70 plus, and there's going to be four flagships in Northern Ireland. So we're hopeful, and could also say at this stage there's a second project in Carrick Sealability, and we would take the opportunity to wish them all the best as well in their endeavours to try and obtain the funding. But the two projects are down to the last six, and there's four flagships to come out of that.
Okay, so you both stand a pretty good chance of getting something, because Sealability, I think, are on with me on Monday. They do good work too, but obviously the Taylor's Avenue Community Regeneration Partnership, socially deprived, is an issue which has been among our hearts recently because of the recession, because we've had the food bank on from Carrick Fergus, and times are tough in Carrick, aren't they?
They are indeed. Lovely, and it does fall in as a ward to be in that area of social deprivation. But there are lots of agencies and organisations within that area that carry out some great work. We have been fortunate to get most of those agencies and partners and statutory bodies on board as partners and to try and work for the community. And what we would see being gained through Space and Place would be a benefit to the whole of the borough, not just Lovely Inn. We're looking further afield, and indeed even further afield in East Antrim. And indeed, if some of the facilities came to fruition, people from maybe outside Northern Ireland as well, particularly with the conference aspect to it, we've been talking to a number of agents in that front as well. So it's a community sporting hub, but can actually do a lot more for the town if it all came to fruition.
And of course, obesity is a big thing, and a lot of the things in this are like ladies hockey and are indirectly or directly connected to fitness, which is something we all need to improve upon. So there's been a public consultation on this. Where have you been and what have you been doing? And you actually can do a survey as well.
Yes, we're online with a survey. If people would go on to our Facebook site or indeed our Twitter page. And of course, there's other people who have linked into it as well and take the opportunity of filling out the survey and giving us that little bit of support. But not only giving us a little bit of support, but giving us ideas as well. We have at the minute a conceptual plan for the area. But what we would like is to detail that much more, and that'll come by people's comments that they make to us. We've been out and about at the health centre itself, we've been at Sainsbury's, the local library, and basically the members of the partnership have themselves in their day-to-day work have also been promoting the project as well amongst people who they see would actually make a contribution to the partnership and what the potential new build would be.
Stay with us here on Your Music, Your Station. We're talking to Taylor's Avenue Community Regeneration Partnerships, Davey Hildage, about their project and strategy and public consultation. We'll have more after Paul McCartney. Wonderful Christmas time. That's just after the break. Live from the De Courcy Centre until Tuesday the 23rd of December, Taylor's Avenue Community Regeneration Partnership, Davey Hildage is in with us. This SurveyMonkey site is www.surveymonkey.com/S. Oh, that's too complicated. We'll have to link that. We'll have to link that up, because otherwise people have to go and get a pen. Link that one up there, David, producer Dave, when you get a chance. You've had about 200 responses to the survey so far, and you're looking to get about 1,000 in total. That'll be a very representative sort of coverage of the borough and Taylor's Avenue, because there's only, 33,000 people in the borough, so that's quite a high return rate already.
Yeah, it's a high return rate, but I think we've actually gained a bit of ground from then in the last week or so. There's been a fantastic response to it, and some fantastic ideas coming out as well. At the moment, we are trying to change some derelict space which has been the subject of vandalism and antisocial behaviour, and bring it back into play, basically. And from walkways through to a state-of-the-art building, community hub-type building, we've been looking at people from the very young toddler-type activities to disability through to some of our older folk as well, who some of them live quite close by, and obviously there's facilities lacking there, and really it's a great opportunity to try and link the whole community together.
Now, how much is Carrickfergus Borough Council behind this? Because obviously they support us, and they've done things like supporting the new Eden Community Centre, which I must say is fantastic. I've been out that way. I know you're no longer on the council, are you? No.
No, I left council last year, but just about a year ago now, Justin. Yeah.
So, what sort of support are you getting from the council? Because this is very much in their interest too, isn't it? Because everything's going to go away to Ballymena in a couple of years' time.
Yeah, it's very, very much in the council's interest to develop the community infrastructure within the borough. And all we have needed of council so far is their support in going forward. That's what we've asked for of them, and they have been very helpful at this stage.
I mean, you're hoping to have in there a separate two-storey block containing education suites and conference facilities. And if you look at that, that's something that's very much missing in Carrickfergus, because we don't longer have places like, in the centre of the town especially, like the Coastal Hotel or anything like that there. So that sort of space is very much needed if, for example, you get the likes of the Sea Cadets coming down from all over the province and they want to meet somewhere bigger than their hall.
Yes, indeed. It's multi-use, basically, Justin. That's what we're going for. At the minute, I say the building is conceptual. It's an opportunity for people in our survey and with our day and daily out and about speaking to people to give us their ideas of what could also be included. But certainly, while it serves, hopefully, the local community, it would also encourage others to come to the borough. As you rightly say, many organisations within the town would be hosting conferences and meetings. And again, it would be a great venue and place for them to come to.
Yes, and of course the town is an ideal place to have a conference or come for a meeting, because of all the other facilities we have here down at the marina, mm-hmm. the Carrick, the tourism potential as well of this mustn't be underestimated. So where do you take it from here in 2015, David, then?
Well, the applications, the next stage of the application is due around mid-January, and that's why at the minute there's a bit of a push on with all the work going on. Christmas has sort of been forgotten about at this end of the table at this stage.
Yes, because we're saying that to you, because you're normally, downtime is over Christmas.
Well, you would normally think so, but this is really, we've really grabbed this, we can see the value in it, and we want to push on with it. And again, you mentioned the tourism and the jigsaw and the linkage that this would provide, and certainly with our presentation to council, which we done, that very much came out, where the local elected representatives got behind us in relation to that end of it as well, you know.
Okay, if people want to find out more, can I point them to your website and Facebook if you have it there then?
Absolutely, indeed.
What is the website and Facebook and Twitter handle there? The website I do have to hand somewhere actually. The Twitter is Taylor's Ave AVECOMM. It's not, I've just been told that's incorrect. We'll be back just after the break with those details. Just finishing off this morning with Davy Hildes for Taylor's Avenue Community Regeneration Partnership. Search up for them on Facebook. It's Taylor's Avenue Community Regeneration Partnership.